I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Some areas of the Mountain West are seeing their first snowfall of the season this week. It's an optimistic sign for the region's ski resorts as the industry worries about the long-term effects of a warming world. Dan Boyce reports.
It's that time of year when Western ski resorts are posting their obligatory "Who's ready for winter?" pictures, showing white dusting the slopes, snow machines hard at work, or dogs wearing goggles. Chad Gimmestad is a senior forecaster with the National Weather Service in Boulder, Colorado. He says it's very early, but storms in the last week have put much of the mountain states at 150 or 200% of normal snowpack totals. Some parts of Idaho and Utah are even three or four times normal snowfall amounts.
In the scheme of the whole winter, it's not much, but it is a good start. And for recreational purposes, the people that are waiting, ski areas and backcountry skiers, whoever's waiting for that snowpack to arrive, it's starting to get there.
This is an El Nino year, which usually means relatively normal snowfall for more southern states like Colorado and Utah, and typically drier winters for northern states like Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Dan Boyce.
A man accused of killing his 13-year-old son in southwest Colorado is scheduled to go to trial in February. 57-year-old Mark Redwine has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in the death of his son, Dylan. He's suspected of killing Dylan in November 2012, shortly after the boy arrived for a court-ordered visit from Colorado Springs. This is 91.5 KRCC News.